Iraqi Cardinal Sacco condemns assassination attempt on Prime Minister al-Qadhimi. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 8, 2021. Chaldean Patriarch Louis Raphael Sacco has condemned Sunday's drone attack on Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi, saying the attempt sought to destabilize the country. It is not yet known who is behind this episode, Cardinal Sacco told Asia News, but it is clear that the goal is to destabilize, create confusion, and interrupt the work started by the Prime Minister, who wants to build a project of Iraq that is not isolated on the international level. The attack, thus, sought to obstruct the project of a strong Iraq, a state based on law, citizenship, order and justice, Sacco said. Sunday's attack on the Prime Minister's home in the heavily fortified green zone of Baghdad using armed drones left 6 bodyguards wounded, but al-Qadhimi himself escaped unharmed. The Chaldean primate said that many of the faithful were confused by the attack, reacting with sadness and prayers, because many appreciate the leader's attempts at national reform. Among the faithful there was great sadness for the attack, but also happiness because he was saved, Sacco said. Many believe that his work of reform is genuine and beneficial to the nation. So far he has never wanted to use weapons to solve problems. He requests and relaunches the principles of dialogue and encounter, even with his enemies or political opponents. Among possible perpetrators of the assault, Sacco excludes the Islamic State, proposing similarities with the mortar and drone attacks at the Erbil airport in Iraqi Kurdistan and the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The project is to target al-Qadhimi as a representative of the state, the cardinal said. I myself felt the explosions, because the Patriarchate is not far from the green zone. The Associated Press, AP, reported that the attack appeared to be driven by the refusal of Iran-backed Shiite militias to accept October 10's parliamentary election results. On November 5, militias linked to Tehran promoted massive street demonstrations, reviving accusations of voter fraud and contesting the election results. For their part, the Chaldean bishops have supported a strong government to curb a situation of growing chaos and violence. For its part, al-Qadhimi's office released a statement speaking of a cowardly terrorist attack launched by armed criminal groups. The attack used 3 drones, the statement said, 2 of which were shot down, while the third managed to strike the residence, injuring at least 6 of the premier's bodyguards. Cowardly rocket and drone attacks don't build homelands and don't build the future, al-Qadhimi said, speaking on Iraqi television. Nekirvan Barani, the president of the Kurdish regional government, similarly labeled the failed assassination attempt a terrorist act that threatens security and stability in the country and portends dire consequences. I invite everyone to exercise restraint and calm down, Barani said. As yet, no person or group has claimed responsibility for the strike, which has been unanimously condemned by Iraqi leaders as well as the United Nations, the United States, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. I ask all the Christians of Iraq to pray for the good of the country, to wait calmly and confidently, not to be carried away by the opposing tensions, but to remain a source of balance, the cardinal said. Follow at Williams Rome.